You see, CompuWeather looking a bit wet. Showers, thunderstorms all through the day and the night. High today, 82. Low tonight, 65 right now in Washington, 69 degrees WPGC.
Weather looks like I feel.
Lakers, big comeback last night, dude.
It's true. I just could not go to bed without seeing the end of that game. It was incredible during the third quarter how they came back.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually down 31 points at one point, but the Lakers did win 124-117 over the Philadelphia 76ers last night's first game of the NBA Championship Series. Game two is coming up for Sunday. Should be fine if you have to stick around town. At least you'll have something nice to watch. In baseball last night, Orioles beat the Rangers 6-0. That's really nothing to write home about, is it? Beating the Rangers. In other scores, Seattle down Boston 10-6. Milwaukee got by California 4-3.
Okay. Hockey news happened last night. Are you aware of this? Happened yesterday, actually. National Hockey League's approved the sale of the Colorado Rockies.
Who'd they sell them to?
They sold them to a group of people headed by John McMullen, who owns the Houston Astros. And they are going to move the Colorado franchise to the new 20,000-seat Byrne Arena in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That's Meadowlands.
Not too far from New York.
No.
Three major hockey league teams in the New York area.
That's right. And the big news for Capitals fans is that they will be in the Patrick Division, which is our division, along with the Flyers and the Rangers and the Islanders and everybody else.
All the good teams.
So anyway, should be pretty good. McMullen purchased the club, listen to this, for $7 million. The asking price was $32 million.
A little bargaining must have gone on there.
Something like that, yeah. 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. Coming up at 7:40, we've got cash and gold sweepstakes worth $1,000.
I love it. Get your cash and gold sweepstakes tickets out and get ready to win.
Toshiba, receive the fever.
Available at electronic stores everywhere.
It's the Dude Awakening, yes, on WPGC. Good morning, 6:14. Dave Fox here, too.
Corgis.
Right. WPGC, Washington's radio station, with Johnny Rivers, a little slow dancing this morning. Good morning, this is Dude Walker. Where's my whip?
Where's your whip?
Where's my whip? I can't wake up without my whip. We'll have to take care of that. It's 6:22 now. Dave Fox here, of course.
Oh, yes.
And if you have to work today, we're really sorry for you, because you've got a weekend coming up. But get rid of today, and then you've got a Memorial Day weekend off. And as you go to work today, remember that boss, spelled backwards, is double S-O-B.
Sale now through Monday night. Don't miss it.
You love it at Levitt's.
WPGC 6:24.
Yes.
That time of day.
This is Dude Walker. I wish I could own a Jaguar someday. I would like to do it. With war wheels.
War wheels. Roll down the core window, throw out the Apple car.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Good old Utah accent. Dude Walker here with some birthdays. A belated one starting off for Roger Umland. Roger turned the big 3-0 yesterday. Take it from me. It's not that bad.
Okay.
Vicky, your wife, says, you're not getting older. You're just getting weirder. Today marks the birth of Brent Vandell. He's 18, a senior at Annandale High School, and mom and dad are real proud. Happy birthday to you, Brent. Happy birthday to Sheila F.S., from Kathy and Carrie. Candace Turner turns 18 and legal today. Happy birthday from Dan and Carol. Also celebrating today are Randy Hansen, Muriel Freeland. She is somewhere beyond 50 out there in the ozone, but she's not telling. Buck Wilson in the 25th century. And finally, Tina Schwartzman hits her 25th day. Happy birthday for tomorrow. Oh, this is a great one. You're going to love this one. Says, dear Dave and Joe, I'll take the part of Joe here.
Okay.
One of the most beautiful women we have ever known will be celebrating her 26th birthday on May 29th. Her name is Lori Nappy, and all of the firemen at Silver Hill Volunteer Fire Department want to wish her all the happiness she has brought us for the last several years by just always being there.
Oh, good.
With her warm smile and unselfish heart. I'm reading something between the lines here.
Okay.
When that bell goes off, there she is. No.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Lori, from your men at Company 29. We love you. Some companies have a dog. They've got...
Okay.
And also we've got one... this is a nice letter here. Please wish my sister, Monica, a happy birthday. She's been a real champ lately because she's fighting a tough battle with cancer. She's been a real champion through the whole ordeal. 14 today. Just a little thing to show Monica how much we love her. And know that she's going to pull through this battle her sister, Helena, sends it in. So happy birthday to you, Monica. And what do we got coming up celebrity-wise?
Celebrity-wise, today we have birthdays of Ian Fleming.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bond.
Mr. James Bond himself. Carol Baker, Jim Thorpe, great sports player. Jerry West, remember him, basketball, of course.
Right.
Gladys Knight of Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Ah.
Turns 38 today. Also, former Creedence Clearwater Revival lead singer John Fogerty turns 37. Interesting.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight and John Fogerty both had hits with Heard It Through the Grapevine.
That's true.
And they have the same birthday. Amazing.
How about
stuff.
Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye? No, yeah. Not today.
Oh, okay.
The first surviving identical quintuplets were born this date in history to the Dionnes.
Oh, yeah.
All girls.
Oh, that's right. And if you go to the Smithsonian today, you can find the rubber glove that she fed them with.
Okay. Today also marks the day that they hold the Merle Travis finger-picking guitar contest this weekend, Mountain View, Arkansas.
Of course.
Finger-picking good. And tomorrow, we have birthdays of Patrick Henry, born 1736, and Al Unser, great race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, also the 35th president of the United States, Mr. John F. Kennedy, born 1917. He was the first president to be born in the 20th century, youngest president ever elected, the first to have served in the U.S. Navy, and the first Roman Catholic president.
Just thought you'd
like to know that.
I did. I'm glad I do. I feel so smart now.
Get yourself some free drinks at the bar, you know. Hey, I know who the first... Anyway, happy birthday tomorrow also goes out to the man who is tremendous for servicemen all over the world, Mr. Bob Hope.
Oh, you're talking about someone else. I'm
Bob Hope, please.
Bob Hope, yes.
Turns 79 years old tomorrow.
But I want to tell you.
Also tomorrow in Kansas City, Missouri, it's the weekend for the Possum Trot Festival.
Oh, I didn't get a card either. Darn.
Hope your possum doesn't have the trots tomorrow.
Oh.
And on Sunday, we have birthdays. Who else do we have here? On Sunday, we have birthdays of Clint Walker. Remember Playground on My Mind?
No, maybe I don't remember that at all.
All right, Gail Sayers, another great sports figure, born 1943. And happy birthday to funny man Mel Blanc, turned 74, and jazz great Benny Goodman, who turned 73.
Hmm.
Those are our birthdays. 628, good morning, Washington.
Good morning. We have rain and sicker horoscopes for this Friday morning, the 28th day of May. Aries, you can make your dreams come true if you save some money. Taurus, you could lose the deep affection of someone if you happen to act superior soon. Geminis, avoid injuring someone's feelings and don't let anything be too costly this weekend. Moonchild, don't get into an argument with your spouse or romantic partner. Leo, avoid a neighbor who may be cool and aloof and your day will go a whole lot better. If you're a Virgo, try to avoid errors that can result from becoming involved in a project that you have no training for. No training for.
Wait a minute.
No
Wait
training
a...
for.
Is that some kind
no
of
No training
shot?
For.
What do you think? I'm going to mess this up this morning?
For those of you who don't know, dude is a Virgo.
I couldn't tell. Libra, stick to simple, inexpensive amusements this weekend. Scorpio, you may be in a center stage situation this afternoon. Enjoy it if you can. If you're a Sagittarius, and I know at least one,
mm-hmm.
you may have a problem recognizing an opportunity when it strikes today.
Hmm. I'm not going to say another word. Thank you.
Capricorn, spend some time today with people that you don't see very often. Aquarius, you meet a remarkable person this afternoon and wonder where he or she has been all your life. And Pisces, don't brag. High today of 82, low to some sunshine later tomorrow afternoon, warm and a high of 83. The outlook for Sunday and Monday, mixed clouds and sunshine with a high in the 80s. The beach forecast for today, a chance of shower, same story for tomorrow. Then partial clearing Sunday and Monday, high all weekend in the 70s, water temperature in the mid to upper 60s. Today's tanning index along with tomorrow's is 3 in 10. Gets better for Sunday and Monday, 6 in 10. And at 6:33, our current Washington temperature, 69 degrees at WPGC.
Wait a minute, Lou. Mr. Walker here. Lou, I'm going to have to disagree with your news story. You said married couples are having sex less, but enjoying it just the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're enjoying it anyway, but not just the same.
Well, just remember the famous phrase that pays, dude.
What's that?
You're always your best right-hand man.
Ah, 6:34. Cash and gold sweepstakes coming up this morning at 7:40, worth $1,000.
I'm you have your going blind ready. Here. I can't see anything. Yes, cash and gold coming up. What do you say, 7:40?
7:40. $1,000 in gold.
Can't wait. I'll get my tickets out here, compare. Maybe I can win something. Man.
All right. Good morning from WPGC. I'm Dave Fox.
And I'm Dude Walker. Here we are, famous for Washington's best music. A whole lot of fun. 6:37, 23 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning. Never too much. Reminds me of the date I had last night. I had a date short, quick.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Real easy, quick.
Went out with the Siamese twins.
Oh, really?
I bet you're wondering whether I had a good time or not.
Did you have a good time?
Yes and no.
Ow! Rosecroft. Make dinner reservations at 567-4045. That's 567-4045. And hurry to Rosecroft Raceway. The Raceway on the Beltway Exit 4A in Maryland. Every day but Sunday starting May 24th. That's Beltway Exit 4A. Post time, 8 o'clock. Be there.
It is 6:40 WPGC, time for day off with pay.
Looks like it's going to be an off day, too. Rain most of the day, high about 82. It's 69 degrees right now. Might clear up by Sunday, though. Let's see if we can get this person here.
Yeah, really.
Hello?
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
WPGC, 6:47 now, 13 before 7 o'clock. Dude Walker.
Good morning for Turtles. You just heard them, by the way, on WPGC. This is Dude Walker. It's, what did you say, 6:47?
Mm-hmm.
I got the same time over on my side of the room here.
Very good.
And I got the same weather, too. Showers, thunderstorms through today. Looks like it might get good by Sunday and Memorial Day, Monday. We'll have mixed clouds and sunshine and a high around 83. I'm not used to this microphone over here. It's bigger or something. I can see this was Theismann's microphone, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. It's 69 degrees now at WPGC. Oh, the Bay Bridge Bonanza.
Pick a number, dude.
A number?
Yeah, just pick a number between one and don't make it too high.
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay, I can count that high. WPGC, we're caller three at 432-1580. Has a chance to guess when the WPGC money car crosses the Bay Bridge this Memorial Day.
People are getting closer and closer. I think we might even have a winner this morning.
Could do.
From all over, as far away as California and as close as the old Washington Star, hundreds of reporters and journalists have gathered in the nation's capital, not just to hear a presidential speech or cover some event in Congress. They're here to give you a choice. Because this morning and every weekday morning from now on, a choice is exactly what you'll find. Because now, Washington has a new daily newspaper, The Washington Times. James R. Whalen, editor and publisher, is uniquely qualified to head this team of outstanding journalists. With nearly 30 years' experience, he's a seasoned professional. Working closely with him is nationally syndicated columnist and former associate editor of The Washington Star, Smith Hempstone. As executive editor of The Washington Times, he's determined to give Washington a viable alternative.
It is the intention of The Washington Times to give the nation's capital reliable news reporting and a much-needed choice in news analysis.
Pick up your copy of The Washington Times at your favorite newsstand or look for the bright orange boxes all over town.
Imagine you're in a camera store looking over all the familiar names in 35mm photography, names you've been exposed to hundreds of times. Suddenly, an unfamiliar name catches your eye. Unfamiliar to you, but not in Japan, where it's been a leading name in cameras for over 40 years. Ricoh. R-I-C-O-H. Now imagine an entire line of 35mm SLRs, each one constructed around an all-metal chassis, because we wouldn't settle for plastic. Picture a camera with a viewfinder system that supplies you with more photographic information than any other camera in the world, and even goes as far as the sun for its power source. And then we have a special camera that goes as deep as the ocean for shots 100 feet under the sea. Shots that will take your breath away. Well, you can stop imagining and see all this for yourself at any Ricoh camera specialty dealer, and to think you might have overlooked us. Ricoh, a name worth looking into.
Page one, automotive news. Now buying a new car or truck is as easy as JKJ. Now you can go to JKJ Chevrolet, pick the car or truck you want, ask to see the factory invoice, then you will know the dealer cost. Make JKJ Chevrolet an offer and know you got the best deal in town. Fact. It's as easy as JKJ Chevrolet. Page two, automobile financing. GMAC 12.8 APR financing is available at JKJ Chevrolet. It is the best financing available. Fact. You know, folks, it's a breath of fresh air to find an automobile dealer like JKJ Chevrolet. Making a car or truck is as easy as JKJ Chevrolet.
That guy does a lousy David Brinkley, I think. It's awful. It's good Roger Mudd, though.
Oh, yeah.
WPGC, hi, who's on the phone here?
Dave Rothenbecker.
Dave, we don't have time to pronounce your entire name, so can we just edit this down for radio and call you Dave?
Okay, that's fine.
Good, because I can't pronounce that Rothenbecker stuff. Where are you calling from, anyway?
Washington.
That's real near here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's right down the street. All right. Dave wants you to tell me the correct predetermined time the WPGC money car is going to cross the Bay Bridge, and what you'll do is collect all the tolls from the hour of your choice during this upcoming Memorial Day weekend. So what's the guess there, Dave?
Okay, let's say Saturday, May 29th at 2:50 p.m. and 15 seconds.
Well, you got the weekend right anyway.
All right.
What was that time again?
The 29th?
The 29th.
Right. 2:50, 15 p.m. Let's see what happens.
All right, Dave, here goes.
The WPGC Money Car has already crossed the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Uh-oh.
Your guess is too late.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. Since you did get through, we're going to send you to the movies with us, all right?
Okay.
All right, this Sunday night we're going to do a premiere of E.T. And don't show up too late, okay, Dave?
Okay, thanks a lot.
It's in Washington, by the way. That's near here.
Hang on the line for a second, Dave,
okay.
Will you? WPGC 652.
We're American Airlines, doing what we do best.
WPGC FM and AM Morningside. It's 7 o'clock. Time for a trivia question. And wait a minute.
Oh, hello.
Who is this?
My name is Lily. Where is Mr. Walker?
He had to step out for just a moment.
My goodness. I was going to talk to him about Mr. Katz.
Mr. Katz?
Poor Mr. Lou Katz seemed to have had a rough evening.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to help him with his love life, you know. And,
oh, really?
And he's in a bad mood today because what I told him to do didn't seem to work.
Well, what did you tell him to do?
I said to impress the woman blowing her ear.
Oh, yeah?
He told me this morning it didn't work. The hairdryer must have been up too high or something. It didn't work out for him.
Thank you, Ms. Lily. I appreciate that.
I'm glad he doesn't talk for a living, though.
Do you have a... I have a trivia question to try
you
out on you here.
You certainly do.
You want to try this, Miss Lily?
Well, sure. I know trivia a lot.
Okay. Beatles set a record in 1965 for their album Help.
They made a lot of records.
Yes, but they set a record.
Oh.
See, that's the difference. So what distinction does the LP Help hold?
Help hold?
Help.
Hold.
The album.
Help.
What record does it hold?
Hold.
I don't think you know the answer.
No, I don't. What distinction does the record Help hold? That's a rough one. Let's find out. Maybe a listener knows.
Maybe so.
I could be a disc jockey, but only try.
Okay. If a listener happens to know, give us a call here at 432-1580. First person with the correct answer will win a pair of passes to see our Washington premiere of E.T.
Would you like me to go get Mr. Walker now?
Might be a good idea. Thank you.
Oh, I know where he is, Ms. Lily.
Where is he?
He's standing out there on the Capitol Beltway selling hair dryers.
Oh.
Cheap.
7:01. Good morning.
Our CompuWeather.
WPGC, there is Hall and Quaker Oats. Good morning. This is Dude Walker. What am I doing here? I ask myself that all the time. Dave Fox with Juice. WPGC, sorry we forgot to tell you diabetics not to listen to that song. It's the sweetest thing. And Dude Walker with the Dude Awakening here, and Dave Fox.
That's me.
For Joe I'm for Joe Theismann. You're for... What are you for?
I'm for...
About 4 hours, I guess.
Yeah, something.
It's 10:30 after 7 o'clock. Because the weekend is so important to us all, making our plans for the Memorial Day weekend, let's give you the entire WPGC CompuWeather here. Showers and thunderstorms through... Well, through tonight anyway. Today's high will be 82, tonight's low 65. Partly sunny, warm tomorrow, 83 degrees. Sunday and Monday, mixed clouds, sunshine, high in the 80s. You see, this is all kind of iffy. Mm-hmm. At the beaches, we have a chance of showers today and tomorrow. Partial clearing Sunday and Monday with a high in the 70s. The tanning index for today and tomorrow, 3 in 10, going up to 6 in 10 for Sunday and Monday. So it's kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
You might want to put your top down. If you've got a car, even better. The current Washington temperature, we have 71?
71 degrees.
71 degrees at WPGC.
Ooh, kid. We're having traffic problems this morning.
Certainly.
Well, with wet roadways and everything. In Maryland, an accident Sligo Creek Parkway between Dennis and Forest Glen.
Mm.
In Virginia, an accident left shoulder northbound 95 at Duke Street. That's always fun for Shirley Highway travelers.
Sure.
And in the district, gas main break at 16th and Harvard. Don't smoke in that area, okay?
Oh, good idea. But you might want to siphon.
Yeah, that might be an idea. A disabled vehicle inbound South Capitol Street in the left lane under M Street. We've got our trivia question coming up next. WPGC 718 now, 18 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock.
Good morning, all. This is Dude Walker along with Dave Fox.
Mm.
And we have something very important for you this morning. We're indeed fortunate to be able to play for you the most listened to recording in Washington today. The most listened to recording in Washington today.
Seriously.
It is indeed awesome that we have that for you this morning.
Okay. We'll be waiting with bated breath for that.
Yes, mine's already baited.
Uh-huh.
Got a little hook in it.
Hey. Okay. 18 past the hour, we've got a road watch update for you. Georgia Avenue, Wayne Avenue, an accident at that point in Maryland. Also an accident on East-West Highway at Maple. We're getting rain coming down again in the district, and people are driving crazy, as they always do when it rains around here. Don't know what it is.
It's a perfect excuse.
Yeah, I guess. In Maryland, also an accident at Sligo Creek Parkway between Dennis and Forest Glen, and an accident on the left shoulder of northbound 95 at Duke Street. Got things going slow on Shirley Highway this morning, so stick around for that.
Hey!
Some of your money back.
At Holly Farms, we don't just talk about fresh chicken. We guarantee it.
You can tell it's Friday. Even the chicken has got dates. 7:22. Good morning. This is Dude Walker.
Are we ready?
We certainly are. This is indeed a momentous time. I'm glad I'm here for it. Ladies and gentlemen, the most listened to recording in Washington.
At 7:22, here it is. Listen carefully.
432.
Wait a minute.
9742. Please make a note of it.
432-974.
Right.
That's our contest number.
Well, I told you it was going to be the most listened to recording. That's what everyone's been hearing lately.
20 minutes from now, you have a chance to use that number in a cash and gold sweepstakes at WPGC. WPGC, Dave Fox.
And Dude Walker, if you leave me now, I can still get a date by 8:30, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, it's early enough. We've got road watch problems this morning all over the place. Want to just keep you up to date on these as they come in. Georgia Avenue, Wayne Avenue, accident there in Maryland. Accident East-West Highway at Maple. One at Sligo Creek Parkway between Dennis and Forest Glen. And also another one on the left shoulder, northbound 95 at Duke Street. Got traffic going slow all over the city.
If you would all do us a favor this morning as you're driving, have your accidents in order. We're having a hard time categorizing these today.
Yes,
we only have 10 spots on our list of paper here. If you have one more, we're not going to have any room.
That's all there is to it.
So if you plan on having an accident this morning, wait till about 8, okay?
Help us out, would you please? 7:26, good morning.
We have heavy rain.
Look this. Rico. A name worth looking into.
It's 7:30 at WPGC, and of course, the Memorial Day weekend is finally here.
Yes.
And it's the official opening of the outdoor cooking season. I've got some outdoor tips for you.
I barbecued some pancakes this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Were they good? How were they?
Well, they fell through, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you happen to have a grill and it's small, you might want to consider using country-style pork ribs instead of spare ribs.
Oh, okay.
That's the official word now. From the
country-style instead of spare ribs.
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't fall through, right?
Mm-hmm. If you're into chicken, make sure you use the tongs every 5 to 8 minutes, not 2 and 3 and a half like you may do before. 5 to 8. Very important
if you're
cooking chicken. Got to know that.
Yes.
Also, a medium hot fire is best for fish. Too much heat will dry the food.
I don't know. Let's talk to the fish about that.
Too much heat will dry the food out.
Okay.
That's a major statement.
What if you want to cook beans?
Don't know about that.
Don't they fall through all that?
They might.
Lou, that was really interesting, Lou. But I have a story here that you're not going to believe. I know there's trouble in the Falklands.
Yeah.
I know unemployment's at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
But let's stop the presses for this one. This was in the Post yesterday. Actually, it was in the Post. It says, goose gets a new beak. Did you see this, Lou?
Yeah.
6-year-old pet goose, whose beak was partially bitten off, was eating solid food again yesterday after receiving a transplanted beak from another goose that died. A transplanted beak, this thing. And the guy that owns the goose says, this is an absolute miracle. Tomorrow, Dairy Day down the mall. 135-foot cheese sandwich is going to be there. Then a milking contest, a calf petting pen. Also, in front of the Capitol, a cow-shaped helium balloon floating around.
How big?
I don't know. I guess that's 20 foot. Reminds me of the Macy's Day Parade. I love that. That's where they have the 100-foot tall dog, followed quickly behind by a 30-foot tall fire hydrant. I think I love the Macy's. They should have it every year.
Let's do the Bay Bridge Bonanza, shall we?
Certainly.
All right. Pick a number.
Number 5 this time. Caller 5.
All right. Caller number 5, 432-1580. We'll give you a shot at guessing when the money car is going to cross the Memorial the Woodrow. What am I saying?
Which bridge is it?
It's the Chesapeake Bay Bridge over the Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that one.
On Woodrow Wilson's birthday. Attention.
19 for a roll of 24 and all Zair motor oil in stock. It's 25% off regular prices.
Rufus, General Custer says if we get tired of marching, we can ride in his limousine.
So tonight, march on over to the Zair Holly Nightlight Sale.
Is it proper to march in high heels?
From 7 till 11.
Goodbye, Rufus.
Tonight at Zair.
Nice bunch of guys you got here, Mr. Custer.
Thank you. And now the beach forecast sponsored by Anton Motors in Rockville.
The outlook.
5 in just 9 seconds flat. But when you consider it also offers Volvo levels of workmanship, comfort, and durability, there's another figure that may impress you even more. The price. Test drive the turbo sedan or wagon at Anton Motors Volvo in Rockville.
That's my cue. It's time for the Bay Bridge Bananas. Bonanza. There's something close to that. WPGC, good morning. Who's on the phone? Hi, who is this?
Excuse me, person on the phone.
Hello?
You're making us look bad.
Hello?
Holly, there you are. Hi, who is this?
May Whittle.
Hi, May Whittle. How are you?
Fine.
You're not related to George Washington Carver, are you?
No.
Oh, okay. Little joke there, May. You could giggle or something. You're not helping this work at all. May, I want you to tell me the correct predetermined time the WPGC money car is going to cross the Bay Bridge, and you can collect all the tolls from the hour of your choice during this coming Memorial Day weekend. Okay, May, what is your guess?
At 6:52 and 3 seconds, a.m.
A.m. On what day?
Saturday.
Saturday the 29th.
Okay, that's 6:52 and 3 seconds, a.m. on the 29th. Uh-huh.
The WPGC Money Car has already crossed the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Your guess is too late.
Sorry about that, May.
Tell you what, May, since you got through, we're going to send you to the movies with us this Sunday night, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we'll go to see E.T. Hang on for just a minute, all right?
Uh-huh.
8:39 now.
Why, she's so stimulating, you know?
Yes, I know. Dave Fox and Dude.
Anyway. WPGC at 8:44, 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Miss Lily.
Kind of a drag.
Calm down, will you? I know you like that song.
I like that song. That's my song.
Your
kind
song.
Of a drag. I do that once in a while.
Do you? What, drag?
Certainly.
Oh, down the raceway.
Yeah, me and Klinger.
Uh-huh.
We like to do that a lot together.
Okay.
Well, here we are on WPGC.
Mm-hmm. What do you have for us here?
Nice to be with you this morning, Mr. Fox.
Nice to have you here.
That's with two X's, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I had a beer like that once.
You did?
Double X.
Mm.
I would like to share with you a letter I received from someone asking me for advice.
Advice?
And since the weekend is coming up, I thought I'd share it with you.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Lady writes, Dear Lily, I have a problem. My children every Saturday morning want to go to the movies, but I think they're too dirty. What should I do? Well, my suggestion is give the kids a bath and then send them to the movies. How about that? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thank you, Ms. Lily.
Anytime.
Words of wisdom there.
You've got my number.
Uh-huh. I know. Please don't remind me. 8:45, now 15 before 9 o'clock with Dude and Dave.
For the last time, I'm going down, my baby.
WPGC 8:49 now, 11 before 9 o'clock.
Would that be considered elevator music?
Going down. Mm-hmm.
How about going up, though?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Dude and Dave.
Sounds
good.
Does she never go sideways? Have you ever noticed that?
Let's do that and fool them sometime.
Okay.
11 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. What will we have time for here? More road watch?
Last minute road watch. Just the last, because, you know, by now everything's starting to calm down.
That's right. If you have an accident after 9, we're not going to mention it, so hurry up.
That's really, that's an accident in a loop between Route 66 and Route 7. Last report still there, but... not causing too many problems because it pulled
starting
most of it
to rust.
Yeah, starting to rust already.
Yeah, that accident
rusting. Westbound freeway exit to 7th Street is in the left lane and still causing problems there. Also, the earlier accident, Rock Creek Parkway and Pennsylvania Avenue has been reportedly cleared. Traffic's starting to lighten up there. Everything's starting to lighten up. If everybody would just kind of take it easy now for the rest of the rush hour, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get to work. Now, listen, normally now, of course, Joe does the thought for the day at this point in time.
Joe doesn't do anything normally.
Yeah, but that's true. That's true. But we'd like to keep up the tradition here while in his absence, while he's off on business or vacation, whatever the heck he's
doing. Thought for the day, well, Lily's got the thought for the day. I'm going to have to go out and get Lily. Hold on a minute.
All right, wait a minute.
Open the door.
Yeah, she's in this closet here.
Miss Lily.
I'm just starting to have some fun in there.
Well, listen, I want you to do the thought for the day for us. Would you do that for us?
Certainly, I have it right here.
Okay. Y'all ready?
Here it is.
Okay.
Words of wisdom.
All right.
It's better to leave your mouth closed and be thought a fool than to open it and remove your retainer.
Strikes over and over again today. That's Sagittarius. Capricorn, spend some time this afternoon with people you don't see very often. Aquarius, you'll meet a remarkable person this afternoon and wonder where he or she has been all your life. And Pisces, don't brag even if you have something important to brag about. Here's a CompuWeather update for the weekend from Joe Rayo.
This is not going to be one of your better Memorial Day forecasts, at least for the upcoming weekend ahead. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, varying amounts of cloudiness. Best chance for the showers would be later on today and during the afternoon. Temperature around 82. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, the low 65. Showers and thunderstorms diminishing and ending by later tomorrow with some breaks of sun developing and a high of 83. Sunday, some occasional sun, high 83, and Memorial Day Monday, some intervals of sun, some clouds, 83 Monday afternoon. Beach forecast, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a southerly breeze. Tanning index for today at 3. Tanning index for tomorrow at 3.
And at 9:03, our current Washington temperature is 69 degrees.
At WPTC, FM and AM Morningside. Party going on here.
That was wonderful. Lou Katz, I can see why he's won the Associated Press Golden Shovel Award for 2 years in a row now. That was great. WPGC, who really knows what time our money car goes across Bay Bridge? Your chance to take a shot at it in a few minutes from PGC.
In College Park and Silver Spring Toyota in Silver Spring.
Check the ad in today's post for details and directions to all 8 Rosenthal locations.
Don't let this sale pass you by.
WPGC 913 now.
Yeah, this is Dude Walker.
Yeah.
Dave, this is so embarrassing. Someone just called for the address to Day Off with Pay.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, who are you going to nominate? And he said, you, dude. And we'll pay you to do it.
914, Dave and Dude with America. WPGC, you know, that was originally going to be called 55 Love Affair.
It was.
Yes, but the producers talked Paul into changing it to 65 Love Affair because they said it would be more current with today's audience.
Well, do tell. That's quite interesting, Mr. Fox.
I thought you'd like to know that.
Certainly. 921, this is Dude Walker along with Dave Fox here having a good time. I thought it would be nice to start a Friday tradition here.
A Friday tradition.
The opening of the pay envelope.
Oh, good idea.
Yes, we both got our pay. I'm going to open my pay envelope. Now, the boss told me if I got on the morning show here, mm-hmm. that there would be change in my pay envelope. Oh. Not much change at that.
You can break it at the Coke machine.
Every Memorial Day. Safeway.
WPGC CompuWeather, 923, looking wet.
Yeah.
Nice if you're a duck.
This is so sad. Remember all that great weather we had? We mm-hmm. knew it would not last.
Right.
See, we knew what was going to happen here. The great weather lasted right up until the pools opened.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it works out. Where our CompuWeather for this long Memorial Day weekend starts off with showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. High today, 82. Low overnight will be 65. Then tomorrow, partly sunny and warm with a high of 83. Sunday and Monday, mixed clouds and sunshine, high in the 80s.
Out at the beaches, we've got a chance of showers today. Partial clearing Sunday and Monday, though. And the tanning index for today and tomorrow is 3.
Mm.
For Sunday and Monday, it goes up to 6 on a scale of 10.
It's very interesting. Mayor Barry called up a moment ago and wanted to know the tanning index.
Oh, really?
He's into everything, isn't he?
I guess so. 923. Imagine that.
Yes.
John Lennon at WPGC. WPGC, John Lennon.
And imagine 927 with Dude and Dave, just like another locked restroom on the highway of life.
WPGC 937, 23 before 10 o'clock. Dave Fox.
And Dude Walker, good morning, y'all. Here's something for you Civil War buffs.
Oh,
put
yeah?
some clothes on. Oh, no. No, there's a reenactment of the Battle of Bull Run.
Isn't that what we do every morning here?
Yes. That's Saturday 1 till 4, Sunday 11 till 3. Did it take that long originally?
I'm not sure.
Well, whatever it is, it's 30 miles south of Washington near Centerville off I-66.
That should be an interesting
By the way,
thing.
The entire battle will be captioned for the hearing impaired.
And don't forget to shop all the stores for Memorial Day bargains.
Ooh, dude, guess what we have coming up?
What?
The round of the Bay Bridge Bonanza.
Oh, that sounds good.
WPGC's money car is going to cross that Memorial Bridge. No, Memorial Day on... Wait a minute.
What's going to happen here?
Chesapeake Bay Bridge. It's going across the bridge.
Big bridge and a people small car.
People guess the time.
That's right. I think they know more about it than you do. Look out. Here comes Johnny Rivers. Shut up.
Okay. All right, Stevie. Now count it down for us, will you, please?
Five, four, three, two.
I think you left one out.
I think you did.
Yes. Stevie Wonder on WPGC with the answer to the question, what do you find covering the bottom of Dewey's cage?
I'm sorry.
Do I do?
Come on, man. What? Pick a number for us.
Okay, 12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Call her 12 now at WPGC.
No. She has to be 12.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
Call her 12.
WPGC, if you're color 12, 432-1580, you have a shot at guessing when that WPGC money car goes across the Bay Bridge. I got it right this time.
Yes, you did.
So you can win yourself a slug of money. And
a slug of money?
Slug of money.
Well, you can't use those at the toll booth anymore.
Finishing up the dishes?
Howdy, ma'am. We're here to take you to the Zaire Holiday Nightlight Sale.
Rufus, General Custer is standing on our front stoop.
Tonight from 7 till 11, parade on over to Zaire for the big Holiday Nightlight Sale.
Rufus, General Custer wants us to march over to Zaire with the whole Indian nation.
Tonight, march into Zaire and stock up for the big holiday weekend.
Is it proper to bring a chaperone?
Sure, and you'll both save on chapstick lip balm, 2 for $1.
I got any handsome men that march to the beat of a different drummer?
No.
But you might meet a whole Indian nation.
Fine!
And you will find Kodak 135 color film, only $2.19 for a roll of 24, and all Zaire motor oil in stock is 25% off regular prices.
Rufus, General Custer says if we get tired of marching, we can ride in his limousine.
So tonight, march on over to the Zaire Holiday Nightlight Sale.
Is it proper to march in high heels?
From 7 till 11.
Goodbye, Rufus.
Tonight at Zaire.
Nice bunch of guys you got here, Mr. Custer.
Hello, Americans. I have a letter here from one of my constituents, a fifth grader, who writes, "Dear Senator, what can my family do on Memorial Day weekend that won't cost a lot? And all my advisors advised, go bowling. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, every game of bowling, duck pin and ten pin, will cost a measly 50 cents at your nearby gold pin fun center. Now, at 50 cents a game, that's an economic package we can live with. So this Memorial Day weekend, have fun with your family. Go bowling for a measly 50 cents a game. And you'll enjoy a weekend your dad won't have to work overtime to afford."
This Friday through Monday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., open bowling costs only 50 cents at all Bowl America Fairlane centers. Brunswick River Bowl, Esperanza Recreation, 10-Pin Coliseum, Wheaton Triangle, and White Oaks Bowling Lanes.
Don't miss Levitt's Furniture, big money-saving Memorial Day.
WPGC 9:53 now, 7 before 10 o'clock.
Yeah, let's find out who's on the phone here.
Hello?
Hello?
It's your turn. You're going to be famous here in a moment. We're going to announce your name. What is your name?
Margaret Payne.
Margaret Payne's on the radio, everybody.
All right, everybody listen up.
Margaret, where are you calling from?
Manassas.
I won't hold that against you. All right, now, I want you to tell us, Margaret, what the correct predetermined time the WPGC money car is going to cross the Bay Bridge. Now, remember, it's a Mercedes. And you'll collect, and you, I don't know why you should remember, but just remember that. Collect all the tolls from the hour of your choice during the Memorial Day weekend. If you get this right, what is your guess?
Saturday, the 29th,
mm-hmm.
at 6:50 a.m.
6:50 a.m.
No seconds?
No second?
No.
You sure you don't want seconds? Go ahead.
Right. No, I don't want any.
You don't want to go back for seconds.
She's on a diet.
Okay.
All right. 6:50 exactly on Saturday morning. Let's find out.
All right.
The WPGC Money Car has already crossed the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Your guess is too late.
Oh. Closer and closer.
But you know what we're going to do? Margaret.
What?
We're going to send you to see a movie with us this Sunday night.
Okay.
All right, just because you got through and because you're such a good sport, putting up with Dude on the radio.
Yeah.
We're going to send you to see E.T. If you hang on for just a moment, we'll get that information for you we need, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the world-famous morning show closing show credits.
Ah, yes. This is a good time for it because this is the end of the show.
Okay.
Yes, transportation for this morning show provided by Braniff Airways.
Mm.
Yes, they'd be glad to sell you a seat. Glad to sell you the cockpit. Let's sell you the wings.
Dude and Dave's Hairstyling by Weed Whacker.
Let's sell you a stewardess.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Some of the guests on the morning show stay at the luxurious Bladensburg Space Needle.
Sounds good to me.
Right.
Fine print by Contracts R Us.
And this is Dude Walker liking to thank all the little people who made this possible this morning, including Toulouse-Lautrec, Hervé Villechaize, Randy Newman,
mm-hmm.
and especially Alan Byrne.
Thank you, thank you.
One of the smallest people I know.
WPGC Morning Show is pre-recorded, so Dude and Dave can stay up to watch the NBA playoffs.
Playoffs, excuse me.
We already did that, I'm sorry. It's too late. Too late for that. We did that. It's 9:55. Everybody have a great day.
Let me get Lily over here.
Okay.
You all right, Lily?
I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
I hate sad endings. Love on the ride.